Brave New World.
Hello and welcome to Brave New World programme. My name's John Harrison. We all know people who like to hoard things. Maybe you are a hoarder and take delight in storing things that you know you won't need. Because after all, you may see uses for a particular object that other people don't. But hoarding objects may also mean that you're unable to let go and fill your house, flat and life up with things that actually stop you moving on. There is a condition known as hoarding disorder, and it may be more serious and affect many more people than we think. Here on Brave New World programme to talk about this is Dr. Gregory Jantz, a renowned mental health expert and best-selling author of 35 books. Welcome to the programme, Dr. Jantz.
Good to be with you today. It's an important topic.
I think so too. Now, first of all, could you tell us all, please, what you understand as an expert by the words a hoarding disorder? Why is it a problem, if it is a problem?
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we all know somebody who likes to collect things.
Yeah.
So having a collection of things is not hoarding. Sometimes
right.
That's confused. Hoarding really is an anxiety-type disorder, and hoarding means I've got to keep gathering and gathering. It's a way to lower my anxiety. It also falls into the category of obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Right.
Now, a hoarder, they know that it is not normal, but they don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share a few examples.
Please.
One hoarder we were recently helping to get into her home, she had very high stacks and a very narrow pathway that you could walk through. Those stacks consisted of old newspapers, magazines,
yeah.
Clothing, brand new, that didn't even have the labels off the clothing.
Wow.
And this would be an example of a hoarder. And she says, I'm afraid to get rid of anything.
Yeah.
So that's hoarding.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, so collecting stamps wouldn't be hoarding, but collecting garages full of bedrooms full of clothing, plastic bags, photographs, newspapers, that sort of stuff would be hoarding. I understand. Thank you. Now, you just mentioned this may be connected with something called obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, as far as I can gather by reading up a little bit about this, that obsessive compulsive disorder is associated with sort of negative feelings, you know, whereas hoarding may, by contrast, maybe positive emotions. You know, I mean, people actually enjoy hoarding things. They like gathering. Has it now been differentiated from that?
Sure. Now, hoarding does provide some relief.
Yeah.
Hoarding... temporarily. So I go and I purchase some things. I know I don't need them, but what I will do then is actually bring them home, and I feel a relief after I purchase them.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happens then is that's short-lived. And then I've got to go back out, and I've got to collect some other things. Hoarding can create, as you can well imagine, some great financial issues. It can, you know, because a person's going to keep spending because they got to spend in order to get that psychological relief.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, how does it work? I mean, where does this come from, this hoarding instinct? I mean, you know, we've all watched those National Geographic films and we've seen, you know, squirrels and bears and stocking up for the cold, long winter. Do we, all of us, have this sort of ability, you know, this instinct in us to gather things for a rainy day? Is it something to do with that?
You know, hoarding comes from different areas. Hoarding can come from somebody who's experienced some real trauma in their life, and maybe they're not being addictive in other areas.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not addictive with alcohol or drugs, but they realize that maybe a spending or beginning to collect things gives them a sense of security, obviously a false security.
Yeah.
Because a hoarder can develop other issues besides high anxiety. They can develop what we call agoraphobia, where they end up being afraid to leave their home.
Mm.
So all that hoarding and staying there in their confines of their home is safety. So you can develop agoraphobia where you don't feel like you can leave home.
Yeah, right. Now, is it also to do something with the brain not being able to correctly assess the importance of one thing over another, which would then, I suppose, make it very difficult to make a decision, wouldn't it, about things in general?
What we know about a hoarder is it does, like other addictions, it can alter brain chemistry, and particularly that chemical called dopamine. That's that feel-good chemical.
Okay.
And so hoarding or spending, collecting, actually for the hoarder can elevate that dopamine in their brain where they actually feel, I feel better.
Okay.
But then that's short-lived.
Right, so you get a real high.
And repeat the pattern.
Right, you get a real high kind of buying your 52nd pair of shoes in a week or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. Helping a hoarder walk through that anxiety, for them it can feel like, I'm dying. I can't handle this anxiety. It's too high.
Yeah.
You don't understand. I can't. And they'll be embarrassed. They'll be ashamed. And they'll feel guilty, but they don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you said at the beginning of this program, you said that people with this sort of disorder, it has major implications on their interaction with the world and the financial aspects of their lives. Does that mean that many hoarding disordered people are, would you sort of say they're in the sort of lower social strata?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, okay.
It passes all social economic. But it can create some financial problems. There's some people who end up being hoarders who may have good financial resources, at least for a while, that enables them to do that.
Yep.
Another hoarder may just be a person who's collecting newspapers and magazines and stacks of those.
Oh, God, I'm thinking about myself now. I've got a pile of newspapers and magazines in the corner of the room. Maybe I'm a secret hoarder. No, I think I'm not. At least I'm digitizing it.
Just don't keep adding to it. Yeah. Yeah, let's talk in 30 days and see where you are.
Okay, all right. Now, let's take a short break here.
Brave New World.
Welcome back to Brave New World program. I'm talking about the so-called hoarding disorder with Dr. Gregory Jantz, a renowned mental health expert and a best-selling author of 35 books. Now, in the first half of this short program, I think we've established more or less what this disorder is. And I'd like to ask you now some questions about what people should do. I mean, if they have the disorder, this disorder, and they are conscious that they have something wrong with them, even though they may enjoy being a hoarder, you know, which is another thing, isn't it? What do they do about it? I mean, are their local doctors able to handle this thing? Is it something that's looked down on? Do they feel, rejected from mainstream society? Because we're talking about a lot of people. I mean, you know, the 2-6% of the American population, 10% of the American population apparently rents garages to store things in, like a lot of things. You know, I mean, you're talking about a lot of people.
Yep. Yes. Isn't it interesting? And we find, of course, you know, a hoarder may be having a lot of storage rental units and storing things. But here's the thing about it.
Yeah.
Over time, it grows more and more disabling.
Mm-hmm.
And a hoarder will suffer from high levels of depression and despair, and because they don't see any hope. They literally are living in their own world, and they do not see hope.
Yeah, yeah, but then, you know, there's another side to it, isn't there? Because I also read that this can affect very creative people. I mean, to that person who's lying in a room with newspapers stacked up the ceiling, not only newspapers, but pictures, books, diagrams, you know, antiques, whatever, shoes, okay, you know, filling that living space, he or she, in his own mind, has a very clear picture where all those things are in the room. It can locate things quite easily.
Yeah.
I mean, they're living in completely different space. And I mean, is the part of the problem that we don't understand that space and we think it's something bad, but for that person, it's not bad, is it?
Right. No, it's never about a person who's bad, and it's never about a person who is flawed. We need to really look at this. It's a coping mechanism that is really no longer working.
Yeah.
So it's not about a person being bad, as you say, but their coping is no longer working and they don't know what else to do.
So what advice would you give to any listener right now who's listening to this program? And I'm sure there will be some people out there, who have this disorder. What advice would you actually give to somebody right now?
Sure. One of the things I want you to do is begin to learn all you can about obsessive compulsive disorder. And begin to do reading. I want you to learn all you can about generalized anxiety disorder, because I want you to begin to discover where did this originate?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the core beginnings of this in my life? So I want you to increase your awareness. Now, as we increase our awareness, we have to next be willing to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to tell you, that is the scariest part. Asking for help means I know I've got to change and there's change ahead, and it can be quite frightening to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But begin to gather information. Begin to do some self-discovery about what could be behind this for you. By the way, we've been working with this for a long time, and we do see success, and people can move beyond this, and they're glad they did.
Okay, fantastic. Now, last few minutes of this very short program, we've been talking about people, but that was rather strange, eccentric thought came to me today, that can groups of people be hoarders? For example, governments. I mean, could I say a British government, which is now sitting on British companies in the UK, sitting on about 6%
yes.
of their GDP, you know, the country's GDP, just sitting on it. It's in the money's in
yes,
the bank.
Yep.
And they're not investing it into anything. It's like collecting, not doing anything with it, you know. I know it's a
yes.
bit far-fetched, okay? I'm a bit of a creative thinker here, you know, but could you associate this with a sort of a collective hoarding disorder problem?
Well, can groups of people have it?
Yeah.
I think we can become hoarders and even hoarders of money or resources out of fear. And we need to remember, the more I collect, the more I hoard, I can feel more powerful.
Mm.
So if I'm holding on to all my money and I'm stockpiling, it could represent security and power.
Mm-hmm. Does that relate to the individual or to groups?
I think there can be a group mentality.
Yes. Okay, and does hoarding disorder in individuals, you know, can you trace that back to fear and insecurity?
It generally can be traced back to some significant event that represented fear and or trauma.
Okay, fine. So I don't think it's possible to make linkages like that from the individual to groups, but it is a fascinating phenomenon. And if we did, we'd probably have to get involved in politics and discussion about Marxism and Weber and everybody else,
you know?
Which is probably not what we want to do
right now.
But what we have established is this is a serious problem. It affects a lot of people, probably a lot more people than we know. I suppose one reason for that is that people don't come out, do they? You know, they don't sort of show themselves to be hoarders. They're secret hoarding away.
Well,
the last thing they wanted to sort of be advertised.
You know, it's a secret disorder.
It's a secret disorder.
So it's one that that people could be having and keeping it hid. So that's why it's also hard to know the degree of this because it's so
fascinating.
Secret.
Wow. Okay. I don't think I can ask any more questions about this, except that I hope I'm able to attack my pile of newspapers in the corner of the room before it takes me over completely.
You need to call me again.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Jansen. I think your basic message to anybody who's listening, apart from all the joking, who's suffering from this, is that, it's not as bad as that. You can be helped. You can get rid of the thing. You can move on. But you have to admit that there's something wrong. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we do. Okay. We've got to admit and have that awareness.
Yep.
and take some action. Yep.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Dr. Gregory Jantz, renowned mental health expert and best-selling author of 35 books, for talking to us today. And thank you very much, listeners, for being with us. Tune in again next week. Goodbye. Thank you.